KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, freshman quarterback Sam Richardson is hoping to lead the Cyclones to a win in the Liberty Bowl today after taking over the controls of the offense late in the season. ISU offensive coordinator Courtney Messingham says Richardson has improved with actual game experience. One person, though, that won't be in the backfield is top rusher Chantrell Johnson, who hurt his knee in practice. Messingham says Johnson's absence won't alter what they can do on offense.
I don't think we don't worry about it. You go play with the guys that you got, and we're very, very happy with James White and Devondrick Neely, and it's just now Devondrick's going to have to carry a little bit more of a load than he has been, but we feel very confident that he can. And then Jeff's always got his role that he plays.
Well, this game is a rematch from the season opener when the Cyclones beat Tulsa. That means some adjustments as the Golden Hurricanes have seen what Iowa State wants to do.
You go through and you watch everything that they do, but now you got to understand they've had opportunities to play your offense, your adjustments. They've seen the adjustments that we made when they were trying to bring pressure. Now we've got to be ready for them to make adjustments against us because they've seen that, hey, if they let us, we'll throw slants. Well, okay, if they take those slants away, what are we going to next? And we've got to be ready to go to that next play.
Messingham says the Tulsa defense has evolved as the season progressed, and they need to be ready for that.
You have to look at what are the things that we were taking advantage of, and how will they try to, quote, fix that? And you got to be ready for the fix, which, they will. They will not come out and play the same defense that they did the first go-around.
Well, the Liberty Bowl kicks off at 2:30 this afternoon. It's the third bowl game of the day. Music City Bowl is getting things started this morning at 11 o'clock with the kickoff as 8-4 Vanderbilt faces off against 7-5 North Carolina State. The Sun Bowl will kick at 1 o'clock this afternoon from El Paso as Southern Cal hopes to end a disappointing 7-5 season with a Sun Bowl victory. They'll play another team who's disappointed on their season. That's a 6-7 Georgia Tech squad. After the Liberty Bowl later on tonight, it's the Chick-fil-A Bowl. That one kicks at 6:30 Central Time. Probably the best bowl of the season thus far is number 8 LSU faces number 14 Clemson. Both those teams are 10-2 entering that contest tonight. Well, Texas A&M defensive end DeMontre Moore will forego his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Moore led the Aggies in tackles, sacks, and tackles for loss this season. He was a first-team All-Southeastern Conference pick and was a finalist for the Ted Hendricks Award. Moore will finish his Texas A&M career Friday when the Aggies face off against Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. On the NFL, Houston slipped from first to third in the AFC seedings and will open the AFC postseason at home next Saturday against wildcard Cincinnati. That game will be followed by a Minnesota-Green Bay rematch of yesterday's Vikings victory. On Sunday, the AFC North champion Baltimore Ravens will host Indianapolis in the first wildcard game, and that'll be followed by the NFC East champion Washington Redskins hosting Seattle in the final wildcard game of the weekend next Sunday. In action yesterday, at one point this season, the Washington Redskins were 3-6, going nowhere fast, and Coach Mike Shanahan was openly pointing toward next season. Today, the Redskins are the NFC East champions for the first time since 1999. The Redskins won their seventh straight game and the NFC East title as they beat Dallas 28-18 behind rookie Robert Griffin III. RG3, wearing a heavy black brace on his mildly sprained right knee, ran 10 yards for a touchdown to give the Redskins the lead. Griffin isn't the only outstanding Washington rookie. Alfred Morris, a sixth-round draft pick, ran 33 times for 200 yards and 3 touchdowns yesterday. Morris became the Redskins' all-time single-season rushing leader. He has 1,613 yards this season on the ground. Elsewhere in the final regular season action of the year, the Denver Broncos have earned the number one seed in the AFC East, and the Kansas City Chiefs earned the number one pick in the draft. as the Broncos routed KC 38-3 behind two touchdown passes from Peyton Manning. He threw 37 TDs in his first season as the Broncos quarterback. The Broncos head into the playoffs following their bye week on an 11-game winning streak. New England is the number two seed in the AFC, and they also get a first-round bye after their 28-0 victory over Miami. Also, San Francisco clinched the NFC West with a 27-13 win over Arizona. Michael Crabtree caught touchdown passes of 49 and 7 yards and finished with a career-high 172 receiving yards. The Niners get a first-round bye with that victory. Russell Wilson tied Peyton Manning's record for most touchdown passes by a rookie with 26, and his one-yard touchdown run with a minute 39 left gave Seattle a 20-13 win over the St. Louis Rams. Seattle finished with an 8-0 record at home. They're the only undefeated home team in the NFL. Adrian Peterson came within 9 yards of Eric Dickerson's single-season rushing record, finishing with 199 yards on the day as he powered the Minnesota Vikings into the playoffs 37-34 over Green Bay. Those two teams will meet up again on Saturday night at Lambeau Field in the first round of the playoffs. The defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants routed Philadelphia 42-7 in what may have been Andy Reid's final game as the Eagles head coach. They lost their final 8 games and were eliminated from the playoffs yesterday. The Giants were knocked out of the playoff chase when the Chicago Bears outlasted Detroit 26-24. Lions QB Matthew Stafford finished the year throwing an NFL record 727 pass attempts. The Houston Texans will limp into the playoffs, having lost 3 of their last 4 games, including their 28-16 setback at Indianapolis yesterday. That was the return to the coaching sidelines for Colts coach Chuck Pagano, who won his first game back after starting treatment for leukemia back in September. Cincinnati beat Baltimore 23-17 on Carlos Dunlap's 14-yard interception return for a touchdown with 6:06 left. The Ravens will host Indianapolis next weekend. Doug Martin rushed for 141 yards, and Josh Freeman threw a scoring pass to Mike Williams as Tampa Bay beat Atlanta 22-17 to end up 7-9 in their first season under coach Greg Schiano. The Falcons are the number one seed in the NFC. Ben Roethlisberger threw 3 TD passes, and the Pittsburgh Steelers avoided their first losing season in nearly a decade with a 24-10 win over Cleveland. Tennessee became the first team in NFL history with 2 players scoring twice on returns in a game. The Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 38-20. Darius Reynaud scored on 2 punt returns, and rookie linebacker Zach Brown returned 2 interceptions for touchdowns. Now, all 4 of those scores came within a 5-minute span of game action, and they all happened. The squad scored 4 touchdowns without running a single offensive play during that 5-minute span. Also, C.J. Spiller caught a 66-yard scoring pass from Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Brian Scott returned an interception 20 yards for a TD as Buffalo beat the New York Jets 28-9. D'Angelo Williams ran for 210 yards and 2 TDs in Carolina's 44-38 win over New Orleans, and Michael Spurlock returned the opening kickoff 99 yards for a touchdown as San Diego beat the Oakland Raiders 24-21. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In college basketball, Cleanthony Early scored 16 points to lead Wichita State to a 66-41 win over Northern Iowa Sunday in Missouri Valley Conference play. That's the opener of the conference season for both teams. Early was 6 of 11 from the floor. Malcolm Armstrong had 14 points. Demetric Williams and Tekeli Cotton each had a dozen points. Jake White added 8 rebounds for the Shockers, who are 12-1 on the season. Wichita State led 30-18 at halftime as they shot 46% from the floor for the game, while Northern Iowa shot 32.6%. Wichita State also led Northern Iowa 40-22 in rebounding. Jake Cook led the Panthers with 7 points. Austin Pell had 4 rebounds as UNI falls to 7-6 on the season. Well, a tough Big Ten basketball race begins for the Iowa Hawkeyes this afternoon at home when they host 5th-ranked Indiana. The Hawkeye program is making big strides under third-year coach Fran McCaffrey as Iowa enters league play with a record of 11-2.
You know, we recognize who we're playing, and we recognize that we're going to have to play better than we've played up until now. With all due respect to the opponents that we've beaten and some of the great games we've had, you know, we're going to have to play mistake-free basketball, shoot it better, you know, we're going to be challenged, you know, on the glass, at full court, at half court. You know, they're changing defenses a little bit more, and they're going to make our young guys think.
Indiana's 12-1, and McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will need to play well and play smart.
They're a big spurt team. You know, you're looking right at them, and next thing you know, you're down 15, and it happens so quickly. And a lot of times it's because they're talented and they move the ball and they make threes and they're very unselfish. But a lot of times it's insane offense that just makes no sense at any particular time. Jacking threes, driving into packs of people, turning it over. If you turn it over, it's a dunk against this team. So, you know, we've got to be intelligent with everything that we do.
Well, fifth-ranked Indiana will have freshman forward Jeremy Hollowell back this afternoon. Hoosiers athletic director Fred Glass issued a statement Sunday saying that the NCAA has cleared Hollowell of any potential infractions. On Friday, Glass said Hollowell and his family notified the school of a potential compliance issue. Glass says those details will be released later. Glass thanked the NCAA for making a quick ruling and accepting Indiana's self-reported secondary violation, which led to the immediate reinstatement of Hollowell. Indiana can use another body on the lineup after losing sophomore forward Austin Etherington for the season to a fractured left kneecap. Backup guard Maurice Creek also is out indefinitely with a right foot injury. I will have that game for you live this afternoon here on KJAN as the Hawkeyes and the Hoosiers open up Big Ten Conference play at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We're on the air at 2 o'clock with the pregame. Tip time set for 3:05 this afternoon. In NBA news, Rockets first-round draft pick Royce White out of Iowa State has refused his assignment to Houston's D-League affiliate, yet another setback to his return to the court. White was the 16th overall pick in the June draft, and he spent most of the season on Houston's inactive list while he and the team figure out how to handle his anxiety disorder and overall mental health. On the court, you can make it 17 straight victories now for the torrid Los Angeles Clippers. Caron Butler's game-high 29 points led the Clips to a 107-96 win over the Utah Jazz as Butler made all six of his three-point attempts. The Clippers went 16-0 in December to join the 1995-96 San Antonio Spurs and the 71-72 Lakers as the only teams to go undefeated over a month. Their franchise record winning streak is the longest since Boston won 19 in a row 4 years ago. Just 15 teams in NBA history have had a winning streak as long as 17 games, the last being the Houston Rockets' 22-game run in the 07-08 season. Elsewhere around the league, Tony Parker had 21 points and 9 assists. Manu Ginobili had 20 points, and San Antonio handled the Dallas Mavericks 111-86. Tayshaun Prince made two free throws with 10.9 seconds left to give Detroit a 96-94 win over the Milwaukee Bucks, and Sacramento routed Boston 111-96. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.